While the UIF should be commended for its work in paying out 59.1 billion rand between April and December 2020 to the country as a whole. Currently, an estimated 3.84 million rand has been associated with fraudulent activities in the Western Cape. Only approximately 250,000 rand of this money has been recovered. This amount is alarming, and the committee has requested that the UIF submits the police case number in order for the committee to monitor the UIF's progress in recuperating the funds. My greatest concern is that there appears to be a high level of non-compliance by businesses in registering their employees and the apparent manipulation of the application process. The TERS was meant to be a stopgap measure to ensure that businesses kept their doors open and a social responsibility measure to employees during economic upheaval. Any business that has been non-compliant or committed criminal activity must be held accountable for those actions. It is at the end of the day theft of relief grants. Consequently, the UIF launched its Follow the Money project, which will use 7 audit firms to verify the expenditure of all TERS funds and confirm that money was paid over to the intended beneficiaries. As chairperson, I've already recommended that the UIF partners with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, the South African Revenue Services, and the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, in order to integrate their respective systems to cut red tape for employers and employees alike. Employers and employees are entitled to receive their benefits in a speedily fashion without the rigmarole of submitting duplication of documents to various entities who are part of one government. As part of our oversight responsibilities, the Standing Committee on Finance, Economic Development and Tourism in the Western Cape will hold a public hearing where we encourage employees and employers to share their experience regarding the UIF COVID-19 TERS benefits. Our hope is that with the input from the public, we might be able to find the best ways to assist the deserving residents of the Western Cape.